And what? Sankirtan? For Mahaprabhu, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, he composed so many songs, and actually Narottam Das Thakur himself, blessings of Sriman Mahaprabhu, and when Mahaprabhu went to Upper Bengal, Uttar Banga, that time standing in the bank of Padma Nadi River, Padma River, Ganges River, Padma River there. He pronounced loudly three times, Narottam, Narottam, Narottam. And the devotees had said that sound was blessings of Mahaprabhu for the conditioned souls, and Narottam Das Thakur, he appeared there. That Narottam Das Thakur was from his childhood very renounced mentality, and too much attached with Mahaprabhu's conception, and always his hankering was very extreme, and father and mother wants to keep him in the house. But one day strong separation from Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu that time not was Prakat in this mundane.
Had not shown himself in this past mundane. Not present.
Not present, but seeing Narottam Das's too much attachment with Mahaprabhu, father mother wants to keep him, but he cannot stay in the house, wants to go to Vrindavan and Rupa Sanatan, wants to meet with Rupa Sanatan, Jiva Goswami. But one day, when father gone for some work, father was a king, and the Narottam told his mother, mother, if you cannot arrange to go to Vrindavan, I want to go just now that his father is not house. I must die today. And mother was afraid, and mothers have much love for the son, and mother given permission and arranged some way. And Narottam ran from his house to Vrindavan, met with Jiva Goswami Prabhu and others. And he learned mainly from Jiva Goswami, Narottam, Srinivas and Samananda Prabhu. That three was very dear disciple of Jiva Goswami Prabhu. Then Jiva Goswami Prabhu, Rupa, Sanatan, Gopal Bhatta and Sar Goswamis, all the literature he teach Narottam Das Thakur. And Narottam Das Thakur ordered by Mahaprabhu, you take initiation from Lokanath Goswami, Lokanath Goswami living there, Khaira, that place near to Koshi. And he went to Lokanath Goswami and prayed, "Prabhu, you are my guru. I instructed by Mahaprabhu in the dream. And please give me initiation." And Lokanath Goswami do not want to give initiation to anyone. He was too much renounced mentality, devotee of Mahaprabhu. He is not keeping water in his pot. That is, anyone will come and ask some water. And if he will give water, some connection will come with that man, and he do not want that.
Association.
He do not like association of anyone. He is doing his bhajan seva. But Narottam Das Thakur wants to take diksha from him, and he not will give that. And time to time Narottam prayed to him, "Ye Prabhu, you are my guru, I have no other way. You please give me diksha." But he thought, "No, I shall not connect with anyone." Anyhow, 17 times he refused Narottam Das Thakur. But Narottam knows he is my guru, Mahaprabhu said. Then he is trying to serve him, but which way he will serve? He is not giving any service, any connection he do not like. Then night time he is going to bathroom.
Nature's call.
In the jungle. And someone plays his passing stool. And there are so many pig, hog. They are eating finish and cleaning like that place. And he, same place he is going. And Narottam watch his guru from far. And Narottam Thakur think, "Yeah, I shall do this seva." Then every day he is cleaning that place. And Lokanath Goswami thinking, it is not pigs are cleaning one way, and it is not pigs cleaning, it is someone, man, it is doing. Then he watch, who is doing this? This place, every day, I am seeing the clean. Then one day, one night he watch and have seen Narottam doing that. Then he told to Narottam, "Why you are doing this nonsense? You do not know, I do not like anyone's service. And you are doing this." This way he chastised Narottam. And Narottam Thakur said, "Prabhu, you are my guru, Mahaprabhu said it. Then I have no other way to serve the guru. Then you give me that opportunity, please, to take initiation from you. This is my desire. If you give or not to give, you are my guru." Then heart of Lokanath Goswami was melted for Narottam Thakur, and he make one disciple, and he is Narottam. And after taking initiation, he was too much intoxicated with Krishna prema and composed so many prayers in Bengali language. And Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma Bandhumi Savadhanamate. This type of many prayers, Prema Bhakti Chandrika for us, Narottam Thakur composed. So much. his composition. And Gaurangera Dutipada Sei Mora Sampada Sei Mora Gaurangera Dutipada Jardhana Sampada Sejan Sejane Bhakti Rasa Sar Gaurangera Mathura Lila Jar Karane Prabesila Hriday Nirmala Bhelotar Je Gaurangera Naam Loy Tar Hoy Prem Uday Tare Mui Jai Bole Hari Gauranga gunete jure nitya lila tares pure sejan bhakti adhikari. This way he composed this song. Je Gaurangera Dutipada Jar dhana sampada sejane bhakti rasa sar. Actually the devotional ecstasy as madhura rasa, this is the highest of all rasa. In the Alankar Shastra, the Alankar Shastra, what English? Ornamental ornamental grammatic expression, explanation that Alankar Shastra, why come Alankar? This word? Madhura Rasa. Alankar Shastra, they are told about Madhura Rasa. Yadvaiva Paro Rasa. Madhura Rasa, all the relationship, five kind of relationship with our Lord, Santo, Datsa, Sukha, Vatsalya, Madhur. But within Madhura Rasa, all kind of relationship with Lord existing. There is Priyasisya Lalite Kalavidho. Kalidas was great poet in Sanskrit. He also expressed this way. Yeah, wife, his position like this. Wife cleaning everything for husband. Wife cooking for husband. Wife feeding husband. Wife giving the friendly advice to husband. Everything, relationship within wife. And wife sees the wholeheartedly and with his full everything serving the husband. And this way, expression in the scriptures, ye Madhura Rasa is the highest rasa. Relationship as wife, husband, and Mahaprabhu had given, that is more than that. That is very exceptional. And if we will try to understand that rasa, that above Madhura Rasa, but within Madhura Rasa ground and area. But it is above than that. But before that, necessary to understand why this is extremely highest. If we will try with full faith and devotion, then something we can feel, yes, that before that it is necessary to know what is the relation with jiva soul of the Lord. Actual relation is that all the jiva soul, they are natural servitor of Lord. They have no other duty except satisfaction of their Lord. This is expressed in all scripture. And Mahaprabhu summarily said, "Je jivet sarupai krishner nitya das." The jiva soul's eternal servitor of Krishna. And that service, it is taking form of five kind of relationship. But when what happened? Flower. When Krishna himself is enjoyer, and no one enjoyer in that abode of Krishna, and all his servitor, father, mother, brother, friend, and servant, and all the plants, all the paraphernalia, everything have position, servitor of the Lord, satisfaction for the Lord, everyone have their eternal existence. Except Lord, no one their enjoyer. But relationship going this way, when it is coming as relation as father-mother, then father-mother in this mundane, which way maintaining their baby, their child, we know something. And Lord taken that form, who is holding that Vatsalya Rasa, parenthood, then we will understand it something. Here in this mundane also, we all the servitor, we are doing service. Friend giving service to the friend, parents giving service to his son, son giving service to father, mother, husband giving service to wife, wife giving service to husband. Like this, everyone's position as servitor. But here is mundane environment, and it is not eternal, and through karma it is changing, always changing. Today I am your father, tomorrow you are my father. Like that, this life I am father, next life I shall be son. Or I, through my karma, I can go somewhere, I can change the pieces. Now within human body, can go to the dog body, go to the cow body. If I have attachment with dog, attachment with cow, attachment with other pieces, I must get that form. It is written in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, jang jang bapi sanang bhavan tajatanti kalevaram tang tam vaitkunte sadatat bhavo bhavita. If you think in your death time, your attachment will come to you, and you will think that you have a good friend dog. If you think your death time, that dog, you will get that dog body. It is naturally coming through our karma in this mundane. But eternal world, transcendental world, they are not changing that. Then what service body we have got there, that continue, not changing. That is eternal world and mundane world's different is that. If they are my position as wife, That way play will go from first to last time. If my position as a friend, from first to last time, that way my relationship will stay. Last time means first to final position, but there is no last time. Time always is
endless.
Then endless relationship with Lord. My English is very poor, I cannot express, but I am trying, what shall I do? Relationship with Lord, if anyone have a servanthood or friendship or parenthood or consorthood, that all relation is eternal relation we will get. And that not will change. But by the wills of Krishna may change sometimes something. That is desire of our Lord. But that change also for the service to the Lord. But when we will think in this mundane, that this is my property, this is your property, this is his property, there are so many enjoyers. And so many proprietors, but all is material, not exist forever. But through that attachment, our karma taking us as a result of that, as reaction of that. Result means reaction. In this mundane, everything is a reaction. But in the transcendental world, there is no reaction. There is reaction coming other way. Reaction spawn, service giving more service. That is reaction there. And we cannot conceive from here. And for that Mahaprabhu said, it is achinta. But anyhow, what I want to express, my language deficiency not giving that chance. But anyway, I started it. Where Krishna himself is enjoyer. Their enjoyment will come full-fledged way. And in this mundane, the paramount love, what we are abusing. And why abusing? That is paramount relationship, not giving our society not sanctioned by this society, but where the paramour relationship with Lord, that inner sanction coming from Lord, and because Lord only enjoyed there, then the bhava of paramour, the mood of paramour, giving more happiness to the Lord. An example, if you like to eat the butter. That means I am telling the food of Krishna, butter is very dear and palatable food. And all Brajagopis, they are very much attached with Krishna. then they are making that butter, varieties of butter food they are making for Krishna. But Krishna, when stealing that butter, that relation is more than their made preparation. They are churning the butter from the milk and early in the morning, and sound of the churning, Krishna wake up and very quietly going near to them and blow that candle, and candle darkness come. Candle blown up, no? Blown up the candle and darkness come, and they are keeping butter some pot in a pot, and he is stealing that butter and coming quietly back and eating that butter. This is the mood of paramour. And when he is stealing that butter, and the Brajagopis understand he has stolen something, Krishna, that is Krishna's hand with butter, Krishna's mouth with butter, then they can understand Krishna stolen it. And they chastise Krishna, this is for you, why you are stealing this? And Krishna said, no, I not stolen. In your hand this butter, oh, somebody given in my hand. Like that. This type of relationship, it is called paramour relationship. The wife and husband, they are enjoying, and both are satisfied, but when some paramour love increasing and too much attachment, too much and Krishna getting through that too much pleasure through paramour love, and that existing in the Brajadham and all existing within consciousness there. Bhav, what is English? All existing in the mood. Conscious mood. Anyhow, that mood is paramour mood. Mane parabhyasanini nari bhagrapi grihakarmasu. A married Brajagopi, they are all young. That is, there is no old age. All is young there. And they are working their husband house, everything doing in husband house. But when Krishna playing his flute and taking their name and calling, they're leaving everything, and anyway they are joining play with Krishna somewhere, maybe some this place, this bond, that bond, that jungle, like that. And that is more tasteful mood of our Lord, and he is testing this way the paramount love. The higher enjoyer is Supreme Personality of Godhead and beautiful reality, where himself enjoyer, there is nothing bad, nothing mane nindaniya, abuse, hateful. Nothing is there hateful. But there is existing that hating mood. Hating mood is existing, but nothing is hateful. But mood, if not will exist, then paramour not will be possible. Then hating mood is there, but that's also giving enjoyment to the Lord. This is called paramour love. And Mahaprabhu himself, he wants to test the paramour, which way tested the servitor of Krishna, the young girl servitor, which way they tested that love and how much they are satisfied. Krishna wants to know that, and for that he have taken the form of Radharani. Then we can conceive something. Yes, it is more tasteful, no doubt, but her is not other enjoyer. Their mood of this also will give much pleasure to the enjoyer, and who is supplying the enjoyment, she is getting more and more lovely joy. I cannot express in
joy of love.
He is testing more and more. When Radharani is sending the Sakhis for enjoyment of Krishna, Sakhi not accepting that. But Krishna understands the mind of Radharani, and he is forcefully enjoying the Sakhis. Sakhi not yes, they have no desire for their own enjoyment, but pleasure of the Radharani, Krishna himself, and they are another kind of rosh, another kind of taste, testing Krishna, and Radharani feeling more happiness. And this way they are going, the environment of paramour love. And Mahaprabhu intoxicated with that super or supreme relationship with Lord Shiva. And that Mahaprabhu prays in his life, showing his lifetime here. And Narottam Das Thakur, he was too much attached with Mahaprabhu's conception. And what he composed, like that Sri Gaurangera Duti Pada, or Sri Guru Charana Padma, or Radha Krishna Pran Mor Jugala Kishor, Janname Morane Gati Ar Nahi Mor. This is all songs, but miracle songs, one hopeful songs for us also. Yanek Dukher Pare Loye Chile Brjapure Kripador Galay Madhya দৈবী মায়া বলাৎকারে খসাইয়া সেই দূরে ভবকূপে দিলে কর ডাড়িয়া পুনঃ যদি কৃপা করি এ জনার কেশে ধরি টানিয়া তুলহ ব্রজ ধামে তবে সে দেখিয়ে ভালো নতুবা পরাণ গেল কহে দিন দাস নরোত্তমে। দিস এক্সপ্রেশন সামথিং হোপফুল ফর আস। নরোত্তম দাস ঠাকুর সেড, ইউ টেকেন মি ইন ব্রজধাম, বাট from there I come back by your divine desire, but I cannot stay in that place. Again, if you take me to Brajadham, then I shall feel very happy. Otherwise, I shall live my life here. And what can I say more? Like that expression in the song. When Narottam Das Thakur went to the Brajadham, taken diksha from Lokanath Goswami, and learned from Sri Jiva Goswami. And when, by order of Jiva Goswami, he come back to Bengal, That time his expression like this, within this song. Anyhow, that Narottam Thakur given us so much consciousness, and that Krishna consciousness, only life of the Gauriya Vaishnava, and later other so many Vaishnava, they also given their literature to us, poetry form and book form. But Narottam Thakur is unique position, holding unique position. He said, who knows Gauranga Mahaprabhu, whose mercy, he can feel something, mercy of Radha Krishna. He can feel the what is Brajamandal and what is Gauramandal. It is non-different form. Sri Gauramandala Bhumi Jevajale Chintamani Tar Hoya Burja Bhume Vas. And this way Narottam Thakur given many songs for singing and feeling and worshipping. And here Mahaprabhu manifested. Then we will try to sing. We are all the Westerners, do not know Bengali, no doubt, but we will try to understand his Bengali song. You all know some songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, of Guru Maharaj, and Narottam Thakur songs also. But when Mahaprabhu himself manifested here, his song about him, composed song, Narottam Thakur, that's also he will try to memorize and try to sing and try to understand the meanings of that song. Then you must be happy and spiritually benefited, no doubt. That type of song I want to sing, but I am sad that you not will understand that meanings. But it is my desire you will try to understand the meanings in English. Here is published Mahananda Prabhu. Sri Gaurangira Dutipada. Only translated. Then everyone's have book. I am trying to sing the glories of Srimad Mahaprabhu.